Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and a midweek installment of Bullet Points. This is an episode I have deliberated about making because it's outside of my comfort zone. But here goes.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I don't know whether it's pride that makes this so uncomfortable for me to do, or a little bit of embarrassment, or just because it feels like the kind of thing that you keep to yourself. Because in truth, what is going to follow is 50% moan and 50% asking for help. Neither are things I like to do. But the moan is this. As many of you will know, because you have been with me since I started this podcast 8 years ago, the podcasting landscape has changed significantly in the last few years. I have benefited from those changes, and during COVID, for example, a lot of people found my show, and when brands started wanting to work with podcasts, I was very much in the mix, and that was great, and I have no complaints. But it was at a time when podcasting was new, it was very much not mainstream, and it was a place where a lot of people who perhaps didn't have sort of mainstream media profiles like a newspaper or a magazine column or more of a sort of traditional conventional spot in the media landscape went to go and say the things that they wanted to say. And a great example of this is someone like Joe Rogan in America or Call Her Daddy, those sorts of big podcasts that didn't have a mainstream spot but found a real place and are now absolutely huge and just flying. And so that was my story. I was somebody who didn't have a traditional space in media, but wanted to say stuff. I am a journalist. I went freelance after 10 years of writing for a magazine in 2012. And in 2016, I just kind of got to the point where I thought, the stuff that I'm doing just doesn't feel, it doesn't feel like it's, I don't know, fulfilling. I was having conversations with people for features for magazines, for example, and I just felt that the end product didn't properly or adequately or appropriately represent the conversation that had been had. And I thought, well, I want to create long form conversations where a subject, topic, or a guest really has room to breathe. And that's really why the show came to be. Now, considering I was a nobody with a small social media following, I was able to quietly build and grow an audience. And that felt like a real privilege because it was a very small space. I was able to use my experience of having been in the media and some of my contacts, not loads to be honest, because I was very mindful in those early years. I didn't go down the celebrity route, which I could have done. I could have easily just tapped up all of those contacts, but I was very keen to create a different kind of content that very much sort of was empowering and informative and entertaining, but not sort of going down the celebrity route that I'd done for such a long time. And I was really happy with how it went, and I felt really good about the episodes I created. And I know long-time listeners will know how proud I was when I got Chris Voss from the FBI, because that took a while, but it was great. And Evie Pomporis, who is just amazing, and I stay in touch with, and just all of those things have been really, really privileged. I feel very, very lucky. However, a couple of years ago, something shifted. This is very much post-COVID, if you like, post the lockdowns, because during that time, the podcasting space became extremely competitive. It became crowded. And a lot of people with huge profiles and big followings backed by huge media companies launched their own shows. Now, I will say this, that's just business. It's supply and demand, and it's the way the cookie crumbles. And to an extent, I've sucked it up. I've tried to adapt, I've tried to evolve and maintain my space in the podcasting world. And look, I'm still here. But I was talking to a fellow podcaster the other day who's in a very similar position to me. And I said, you know what it feels like? It feels like we were early adopters, because 8 years ago, particularly in the UK, was very, very early on in the podcasting space. And I said, I feel a little bit like we set up a quaint little shop on a high street, a family-run business, if you like. Everything was made with love and everything took time. And it's been around for years and it kind of had lovely customers. That's you, my most excellent listeners. But it feels as though a giant mega store where you can buy everything has just opened up around the corner and it's casting a shadow over us. And so it's now on us to, I don't know, raise the bar, raise our game a little bit, if you like. Like, why would you listen to someone like me interviewing Gabby Logan, for example, who you wouldn't recognize if you open, you wouldn't recognize me if you opened the podcast app, but you would obviously recognize my guest name. But why would you listen to her on my show when you could listen to her on Stephen Bartlett's or somebody who you recognize from the television, for example? And so that's sort of been the thing. And a couple of years ago, Stephen Bartlett and I had pretty much the same guests on the week by week for about 3 weeks. And he has the biggest podcast in the UK. It's huge. But when I see him, and more power to him, he's built that and he absolutely deserves his success. But when I see him talk about how he has a team who, as they are having the conversations, are testing out little clips on social media to see what will work and are creating edits and they're live listening and making these shifts and doing all these really advanced technical techniques, I can't help but feel wildly jealous because I simply can't afford to do the same. And so that's what I mean about the landscape changing. And again, as I said, I've been speaking to a few podcasters about this who are in similar positions. And it is just one of those things that has happened in a space that was new and exciting and unknown when we started and is now very commercial. That's just the way it goes. Over the last 2 years, I have tried a lot of new things, new formats, different types of guests, filming the podcast, offering ad-free on Patreon, uploading to YouTube, creating a variety of social media clips to share across various platforms, and all of these other strategies. And you've probably noticed it. If you listen here and you follow me on social, there's no way you haven't felt those changes because you're smart people and you would have sensed a few sort of, maybe turbulence, but just shifts in direction. And it's been frustrating because nothing's really kind of, people have said, why don't you try this? And I have, and it hasn't really done what I thought it would do. And it has been frustrating. So therein lies the moan portion of this podcast. I'm realistic about it, but that's not to say that it doesn't make me feel grumpy at times. And now we neatly move on to the help section, which is simply to ask you this. If you like an episode of the show, please share. Please share it on social media. Please tell your friends. Please share the links with your colleagues, because without a Stephen Bartlett sort of crew of social media experts live testing the episode as I record it, it's almost like I can't compete anymore. I am that little family-run business, and there are much bigger podcasts out there who are sort of offering everything in one place, like a big supermarket. I literally cannot let go of that analogy now. It's like, I'm the little quaint, I don't know why it's the one shop, Ollivanders from Harry Potter. But it's like, I'm in Diagon Alley and there's a huge, great big mall that's just opened up. And why would you come to crusty old cobblestoned Diagon Alley when you could go to air-conditioned mega mall? That's how it feels. And look, I really don't feel comfortable admitting this. It feels really embarrassing. But I was listening to another podcast, actually, a US podcaster. And I really, really appreciate this guy's content. And sort of similar thing, he's been around for a while. He's really good at what he does. And he said, look, it's just getting so hard as a podcaster now, as someone who started out early, to remain relevant, to chart, to get listeners, because everyone's being drawn to the famous people who are doing it, or the bigger names and the bigger channels who are doing it. And when he explained it, I thought, actually, that I really appreciate what he's saying. And so I thought, well, do you know what? I'm going to do the same. I'm just going to be really honest about it because I think it's important. And the other thing I was going to say that's made all of this sort of more of an issue recently, if you have iPhones, you'll know this. There was a recent iOS update and it was basically like a thundercloud and a massive lightning crash of, thundercloud. It was just basically a storm of what this iOS did to the podcasting world, because when the update happened, if you were subscribed to a show, it would think this person wants this episode. And so it would sort of be ticking along in the background, making sure that that was all updated on your phone. But with the iOS, it was like, we're not going to do that now. You have to go in and do it yourself. But that's had a massive impact on things like the back end demographics and what have you. Because if you go on holiday or you don't listen to a show for a few weeks, as I do with lots of the shows I listen to, it kind of pauses it and it doesn't it's very complicated. It's been explained to me a few times. Basically, it was a storage issue because it was taking up, podcasts do take up a lot of space on phones. The iOS update meant that you have to manually go in and download it. That way you don't find that all of a sudden your phone is out of storage. So it is actually a really useful update, but in terms of podcasting, it has been a bit of a punch to the gut. So if you're a subscriber, please make sure you're subscribed, and please make sure you download those episodes as soon as they go live and have it set up so that you get those updates when an episode is live so that you can download it. I get it where it's like, hey, this is now live, and I'm like, right, download. So that's kind of, I know this has been a bit maudlin, but it's been on my mind, and I normally don't really chat about it much, and I sort of think, well, it is what it is, let's work around it, let's work through it, let's work over it, let's work under it, let's like figure it out. But the only people I haven't actually talked to about it really are you, my most excellent listener, so I just thought I'd be really frank about it, because I've been feeling a bit despondent, and I wouldn't normally share, but I just wanted to be honest, especially as so many of you over the years have been so honest with me in your emails and messages and have been so supportive over the last 8 years. And you've been so brilliant at keeping in touch about episodes and guests, things you like, things that you don't like. And I felt that it was important for me to repay that and be honest with you about the landscape. And also because when I sat down to record this bullet points, there are other things I could have talked about. And I was like, oh, I'm just in one of those moods. I'm in a mood. Life is lifing at the moment, listeners, and I just thought, right, I can't put the veneer on. I'm just gonna be really honest. I'm annoyed, I'm frustrated, and it's time to just say why. So there we go. That's one of the things that's been on my mind, and I thought I would share it with you. So please, if you like the show, make sure that you're getting those updates and just share far and wide. And if you think I can be doing anything differently, please get in touch, thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm @EmmaGunns, or better still, join the Facebook group, because that's where we can really discuss this and have a proper conversation about the things that you like, the things that you'd like to see more of, the things that would make you share, the things that would make you make sure that you didn't miss an episode. All of that's really useful stuff. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for following, for commenting on posts, for subscribing, for spreading the word about the podcast. I do appreciate it absolutely massively. I will see you on the next one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.